Hello?
Good morning. My name is Samaya. Giving you a call back with customer service. How can I help you?
Hi. The reason I'm calling, I called in just a little bit ago and spoke to a man, and he was very confusing, and I don't think he was understanding what I was trying to do. I received some stuff in the mail. I actually intended on only ordering earbuds, but I received a watch as well. But the point is that the woman that I had spoke to, even when I was just talking to her about these earbuds, she told me that I needed to call back and stop cancel like the reoccurring, so that I don't get reoccurring charges. And the man that I talked to on the phone was kind of rude, and he said, "There's nothing to cancel. If you don't want this stuff, send it back."
Oh,
So
wow.
I'm
Well,
like,
that's definitely not the way to speak to you, and I definitely apologize, for that. Can you provide me with your zip code? Let me go ahead and pull up the
yeah.
account and see what we got going on here.
Thanks. It's 44224.
Okay, and your first and last name?
It's Lorraine Borway.
You said Lorraine. What's the last name? It's Lorraine.
Borway, Borway.
Okay, Ms. Lorraine, for security purposes, can you provide me with your address?
Yeah, 4118 Party Road, Stowe, Ohio, 44224.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment.
Got that?
Okay, I apologize for that. I just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right thing. So I see here where you have the focus pods.
The what?
One, focus pods, and those are earbuds. You
Yeah.
ordered them on 4/19/2021.
Yeah.
Okay, and it shows that you have two pair of those pods. And I noticed that you said that you wanted to cancel the monthly subscription. Now, there is not a monthly subscription for that product. What happened here is you signed up for a 14-day free trial for that product. Give me just a moment. And again, it's not a reoccurring, a monthly reoccurring charge. You'll be charged that one time, the full price for the earbuds. Give me just a second because I'm actually trying to make sure I give you the full price, which is $69.97 and 64. No, I'm sorry, $64.97. Excuse me, for those earpods, Miss Lorraine. Now, what I can do for you, because you are still into in your trial period, I can actually extend that trial out for you by 16 days, so that I actually give you a 30-day trial for that product, which will give you to the 19th. I'm sorry, May the 19th, to try that product, decide whether or not you want to continue with that product, or if you decide that you want to send that product back. Now, if you decide that you like the product and you want to continue using it, I do want to go ahead and provide you with a 35% discount of that final sale price of that product.
So the lady that I was talking to on the phone, when I right after I ordered these, said that she said you could give me some kind of a 75% discount, but this isn't what I thought it was. I never ordered two pairs of those, and I didn't get two pairs. I got one watch and one earbuds, and I don't even want a watch. And I was just intending to buy one earbuds because it was supposed to be $5. I don't want these things. I don't want to pay that money. I would never purchase them for that cost.
Okay, and I see that you talked to Miss Pam today.
I talked to some dude today from, like, West Virginia. He had a very thick southern accent. I talked to another lady the same day that I ordered them.
Okay, because I'm looking here, and I do see where you called in today. Today's the 24th, right? Yeah, 424.
That sounded like a man with a southern accent. I don't believe it. It was a Pam.
Okay, I'm looking at the notation. It said you called to cancel, advised that you had to return product to avoid charges. Give me just a second. Let me, did she provide you with the information on how to return the product?
No, they just said send it back to the address. That's it. Is there more to it than that?
Let me just a second.
The thing is I got charged shipping for two items. I didn't even want two items.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me reach out to her and see what is what on this account, because I do see where you, again, you spoke with her.
Are you sure that's a woman? That was like a man that I talked to.
Yeah, she just have a really deep accent. Yeah, but it's definitely a woman.
Oh, okay. She was ruder than hell. So why was I sent to?
And did she? You said that she offered you a 95%.
No, the woman that I spoke to a woman the day that I made this purchase. I wanted to call and say, and see what was going on because it didn't. I didn't know if it went through or not, and I wanted to just cancel it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, "Well, you can keep this product." I was under the impression it was a reoccurring.
And I'm going to tell you exactly, Ms. Lorraine. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Why she told you it'd probably be better for you to keep it. It's not a reoccurring transaction, but if she offered you the 75% discount, that is the employee discount. That is the employee discount. Okay.
It was a different lady.
Let me see if I can.
It was
when
the same day that I ordered it.
You ordered it on 4/19. Let me see who you talk to. Tarnisha. And see, she didn't put anything about the discount on here. So I don't know if she actually applied it to you or not. Okay, so let me explain to you. Okay, so first you have the pods. So you have the pods and the watch. With the pods.
I didn't order a watch. I don't know why I have two things. I just wanted pods to begin with.
Okay, Ms. Loren, I'm attempting to explain it to you. So anytime you order something and it has something that's compatible or complementary to that complements the device. For example, like if you order the watch, sometimes they'll go ahead and offer you the pods. Of course, if you do not decline it, then they do go ahead. Excuse me, I apologize for that. They do go ahead and charge you as well as they do go ahead and charge you the shipping and handling as well as send it out to you. You know, if you don't call and cancel it. And the thing about
crazy.
It is,
I mean, you just randomly send me stuff I didn't order?
Again, it offers it to you, and when you don't decline it, then it's like you accept it.
I didn't want that. I didn't accept anything. I was under the impression that this was some kind of reoccurring, like, every month they send you a new product if you don't call and cancel, and otherwise you keep this product for $5.
No, ma'am.
Like, you call and cancel, you can keep this for $5 if you don't. She said, call and cancel this within the whatever period, the trial period, and you keep these for $5. I don't know what to do here. Do I need to call my credit card company and do something? I mean, this, I feel like I'm getting scammed. I mean, no offense, but I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do here.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you the best alternative that I can with this situation. Hold on just a second. Because you haven't been charged.
She said I applied this discount so that if you forget to call within the 14-day trial period, you're only going to get charged like $14 or something.
And that's what I was going to tell you. If, in all honesty, Ms. Lorene, I do think that it would be in your best interest to go with what she's already set up for you. And the reason being, because if you decide to return that product, because you didn't call in the same day, before it was shipped out, because it showed that you actually ordered on the 19th, and I'm seeing that call being placed on the 20th.
I called her the exact same day, like right after, because I thought that it was a weird thing that something popped up. I didn't want it. I'm like, this is strange. It made no sense to me. It just, like, something ain't right here.
Excuse me. And I apologize for yawning on you, but okay. So I'm not certain, ma'am, because again, Ms. Lorene, I can only go from what I can see here on my end. And I see where they did go ahead. Okay. Customer call, cancel account due to exchange. Offer 75% discount agreed. Customers call back if she decides she wants to cancel by May the 1st. So they already extended you out. She also already provided you with that 75% discount. Because if you decide you want to just return the product back, you know, you don't want to pay the charges, they are going to charge you a $9.95 restock fee, as well as you being held responsible for the shipping and handling of that product. So you'll still be coming out about $20, $15, $20 for that product, or maybe even a little more, because I'm not certain if they're going to do just one charge.
I didn't even order these two things. I'm thinking I should call my credit card company and do a chargeback.
Okay. Now, I understand, Ms. Lorene, that you're saying you did not order the product, but I'm looking here. I'm looking at the notes.
When I put in my credit card information, I was going to be charged like $5 or $6 for shipping. That's it. There was nothing else said that they were going to put other products on. I didn't order a second thing. I certainly didn't get two pairs of earbuds. I got a watch, and I didn't want a watch.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Let me reach out to a member of management and see what we can do. Because, again, I definitely think, because either way it go, you are going to still have to be send that product back. And, unfortunately, we do not do shipping labels, so it does hold you responsible, for the shipping and handling of that product, as well as that restock fee. So that's why I would say that, you know, the best option, well, the cheapest option would be for you just to keep that product and allow her to provide you with that 75% discount. Because you're going to be out the same amount of money or more attempting to return it. And that would even be if we were to, you'll still be spending the same amount, even if I'm able to get them to waive that restock fee, because you still have to do the shipping and handling on each device.
What is it that you're wanting to charge me for these two items, which of only one I even agreed to buy?
Okay, give me just a second. Calculate the total if we put that employee discount in. So you say you have the watch and the earbuds, right?
Yeah, and I don't even want this thing.
Okay, so if we do the 75% off of $69.95. Excuse me, I apologize for that. $69.95. That'll be $17.49. And then the other charge, $64.97. Well, it's actually showing that you just have pods. So it may just ring up just as pods. Give me just a second. Let me check into that. Because if it just ring up for just the pods, they're $64.97.
How much is the watch?
$69.
Why would it send me two? Why would it even say that I'm getting two of those when I didn't order two? I only ordered one.
Okay, you know, I told you how it offers you the promotions, and if you don't push that little X in the corner of that promotion, then it does go ahead and add that promotion to you where they may be offering a discounted set of earbuds or, you know, just it varies.
So when I call my credit card company and try to complain about this and refuse, what if I just cancel my card altogether? What happens then?
Okay, so I'm not really certain because I do know that some merchants have the thing where it updates them when you cancel the account. I mean, cancel the card and it updates them with the new card information. I'm not certain if that particular merchant has it or not. And the only thing about it is when you signed up for the product and you agreed to those terms and conditions, it actually made that order and those charges valid. So your bank wouldn't be able to override the terms and conditions for that product that you received. Give me just a second. Let me reach out to management to see if there's any way that we can get this account canceled without you having to pay, but I definitely can't guarantee it, okay?
All right, I'll wait. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bear with me just a moment.
Thank you.
I am still here with you. If you would just bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for your patience. All right, and I am reaching out to the merchant as well to see if there's anything we can do. Give me just a moment, okay?
Who's the merchant?
Focus. Okay. Me just a second, cause I'm speaking with them now. Okay, so so you could she did notify me that you can go ahead and send that product back, and they're gonna waive that restock fee for you.
So I won't be charged anything except for shipping?
Correct.
All right. So how much is my total?
Give me just a second.
I got charged.
No, they got you extended out until the 1st of May. So you got to make sure you have it in by the 1st of May, because if not, then you are going to be charged that full price, okay?
What, does it have to be postmarked by then?
It has to be, it typically has to be received, because if it's not received, then, of course, they are going to charge you, and once it's received, then you'll have to wait on their refund. So I definitely always just encourage people to go ahead and make sure that they go ahead and you know.
How many days do I have? What's today?
Today's the 24th. So you have the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. So you have about 7 days.
It's coming all the way out to California, too. Can you extend that a little longer so I can make sure it gets there in time?
The furthest it actually allows us to extend is the 7 days. Because it typically takes about 3 to 4 days before it gets to us.
All right. This whole thing is a huge inconvenience. I don't understand how you can sneak a product in like, oh, you have to hit the X so that you don't get charged for something. Like, is that even legal?
It actually is legal. Because
that's
again, if you hit that continue and you do not X out of that that offer, then it's like you're continuing, you know, on to buy that product.
I only put my credit card information in for one item. I didn't agree to that's like the most underhanded, sneaky thing. I never would have agreed to that.
Yes, ma'am, it's Lorraine, and I definitely understand your frustrations with everything that's occurred here, and I do apologize, you know, that you have to even go through this. I always just want to make sure that my customers know whenever you see those pop-ups and those terms and conditions, especially when it's something that is free or, you know, said to be free, you definitely want to make sure that you're not clicking on anything or that you do click off of anything that could be an extra add-on or something of that nature. Because sometimes the product itself could be free, but the extra add-on would be what would cost you, you know?
I mean, I didn't even know that that was a thing. I didn't know that there was anything additional being put on there. And when I called the lady the same day, I was talking about one pair of earbuds, and there was no mention of a second product.
Yeah, well, I definitely apologize for the inconvenience of that. I don't know what could have occurred, you know, where the discrepancy actually occurred at. With that order. But yeah, all you have to do is send the product back in. And I know that Ms. Pam, you know, did provide you with the information as far as sending it back to the same, you know, earlier, today.
I mean, as far as what she told me, she didn't tell me much except for send it back to the address that it was sent from. Is that it? Do I need to put anything in there?
No, ma'am. You don't have to have an RMA number or anything for that particular product.
How are they going to know that it's from me?
Because you're going to have your name on it. You know, of course, your information.
Okay.
Yeah, with that particular merchant, they do not ask for an RMA number. But what I do always, another thing that I always try to make sure that my customers know is when you send that product off, make sure that the post office gives you your tracking number, because, of course, if you send it off and you're not able to see that refund in, you know, a timely manner of your standing, you are able to call us and see have we received the product. And, of course, we'll track it and see if we're able to track that product down for you, okay?
Yeah. What's been charged to my credit card so far?
Just the shipping and handling charges, but give me just a second. I can give you a full. You were charged $5.97 and
$5.97. Okay. All right, well, I got to send this stuff back, I suppose. I swear I'll never do anything like that again.
Yes, ma'am, and I definitely, again, I do apologize for the inconvenience that this could have caused, Ms. Lorraine. And it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I definitely want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.